And we have the news now from Brian Jennings.
An Irish soldier serving with the UN peacekeeping mission in Lebanon has been killed and another has been seriously wounded. They'd been part of a convoy travelling to Beirut when it came under attack shortly after 9 o'clock Irish time last night. President Michael D. Higgins has offered his condolences to the family, colleagues and friends of the soldier who died. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin also extended his condolences on behalf of the government. Karen Creed reports.
The Defence Forces said a convoy of two armoured vehicles carrying 8 personnel who were part of the 121st Infantry Battalion with UNIFIL was travelling to Beirut when it came under fire. 4 on board were taken to hospital as a result of the incident. One Irish soldier was pronounced dead on arrival at the hospital and another is in a serious condition and has undergone surgery. 2 other Irish soldiers are being treated for minor wounds. The families of those involved have been informed, but the Defence Forces said the names of the peacekeepers are not being released at this time. The Chief of Staff of the Defence Forces, Lieutenant General Sean Clancy, said they are deeply shocked and saddened by the loss of one of their peacekeepers. He said a full investigation will commence into this incident and the focus now is to ensure the safety and continued support for all their personnel deployed in Lebanon. The Minister for Defence, Simon Coveney, who is in New York for a UN Security Council meeting, has also expressed his utmost sorrow at the death of a young man serving his country and the United Nations overseas.
A post-mortem examination will be carried out today on the body of a woman in her 30s who died following a suspected assault in County Laois. Her body was found with serious injuries at an apartment in Mount Mellick yesterday evening. Our Midlands correspondent, Sinead Hussey.
The area around College Avenue in Mount Mellick remains sealed off this morning. Gardaí were called to an apartment shortly before 5 o'clock yesterday evening, where they found the woman in her 30s with serious injuries. She was later pronounced dead at the scene. Gardaí have arrested a man in his 30s as part of this investigation. He's being detained at Port Laois Garda station for questioning. A post-mortem examination on the body is expected to take place later today.
Gardaí are investigating the death of a man in his 40s in Newbridge in County Kildare. His body was found after a woman presented herself at Newbridge Garda station early yesterday and reported an alleged assault. The woman was admitted to hospital for treatment. Gardaí said the outcome of a post-mortem examination on the man's body would determine the course of their investigation. Thousands of nurses are going on strike across Northern Ireland today. They're joining colleagues from the Royal College of Nursing in England and Wales in a protest about pay and working conditions. It's the second time in the history of the union that members in Northern Ireland have gone on strike. Here's our Northern editor, Vincent Kearney.
The Royal College of Nursing represents more than 10,000 registered nurses across Northern Ireland, and the vast majority will be on strike throughout today. Picket lines will be in place at 18 sites. Union leaders have asked nurses in emergency departments and intensive care units to continue working to protect patients. Healthcare workers have been offered a pay rise of 4.5%, but union leaders say that's not enough, as is well below the rate of inflation. This is the first time in the 106-year history of the RCN that nurses in Northern Ireland, England and Wales have taken joint action. Rita Devlin, the union's director in Northern Ireland, said the action was being taken with a heavy heart, but that nursing staff felt they'd been left with no choice. In addition to demanding more pay, the union is also protesting at what it says are unsafe staffing levels, which mean nurses can't provide adequate care for patients. On Monday this week, the chief executives of Northern Ireland's 5 health trusts issued a joint statement hailing the contribution of staff during the pandemic and insisting they should be properly rewarded for their work. Vincent Kearney, RT News, Belfast.
The Economic and Social Research Institute has said it expects the economy to grow at a reduced pace next year, given the likelihood of recession in overseas markets and continuing cost of living pressures at home. In its latest quarterly economic commentary, the Institute also forecasts that households with a mortgage are likely to see their repayment burdens go up as a result of the relaxation of lending rules and higher interest rates. It also expresses concern that the technology sector here may be vulnerable to a correction. Our economics correspondent, Robert Short.
The Irish economy continues to grow strongly compared to our nearest neighbours, but it won't continue to grow as strongly as it has next year, according to the ESRI. Despite this, the Institute still expects unemployment to decline further and for spending to continue to increase off the back of higher wages. It says much will depend on how any international slowdown affects the pharmaceutical and computer services industries located here. The report describes what it says are abnormal growth rates in productivity in the ICT sector, which are an additional sign that this sector may in fact be vulnerable to a correction. On housing, it expects 28,000 new units to be built this year, the biggest increase since the property crash. However, it expects this to fall back to 26,000 next year. It describes the recent decision by the central bank to relax mortgage lending rules as somewhat surprising and says households with mortgages are likely to see their repayment burden go up as a result of this and higher interest rates. Later today, the ECB meets in Frankfurt, where it's widely expected interest rates will be increased again by 0.5%.
And now the weather.
RTE Radio 1 weather with Grant. From condensing oil boilers to heat pumps and underfloor heating, you can trust Grant to heat your home. Visit grant.ie.
It'll be very cold, sunny and generally dry today. There'll be a few wintry showers in the north and northwest. Highest temperatures will remain below freezing in some parts of the Midlands during the day. Afternoon temperatures will range from 0 to plus 3 degrees generally, but rising a few degrees higher in coastal areas. An orange weather warning for ice low temperatures will remain in place until noon. A similar warning has been issued from 6 o'clock this evening until midday tomorrow.